Chapter 9. I jammed across Bridgeport, then slowed to cruise past the Bell Cafe twice before snagging a parking spot. No California plates on the street. I scooted through the door and checked out the customers. Bell's catered to the local senior crowd. The day's specials were written on a chalkboard and involved a lot of gravy. I scanned the tables for a mother-daughter team and found just one. They were both collecting Social Security. I ordered a hot chocolate with extra whipped cream to go and a hamburger patty for my partner. Inga ate her hamburger, and I hunkered down behind the wheel with my cocoa and smartphone. I called every cheap, marginally clean hotel in a 5-mile radius of the cafe. Christina wasn't registered at any of them. But then I wasn't even sure that's the name she would give. I was running out of ideas. If I struck out at the hotels, I had one last chance to find them at Taqueria La Mexicana. Billy said he was meeting his client there at 11. I checked my watch. 2 hours away. 2 whole hours for Christina to not turn on the radio and zoom full speed to the Pacific Ocean. I knew the Taqueria makes a mean margarita. I had a sick feeling I'd be drinking my lunch alone. I poured 2 fresh waters and tossed the beagle 1 of Tino's sausages. Then I hauled out Mama's Tupperware and breathed in the gooey pastry. 2 cannoli were missing. They were sitting in Billy's stomach in the morgue. I blinked hard and tucked the cannoli away. I fired up the engine. I was on the lookout for a woman and teenage daughter with California tans. For kicks, I drove by a couple hotels on my list. The buildings were old and worn. They weren't the sort of hotels you'd book on Expedia.